Welcome to today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. Small business expansion news to discuss on the program today. Springdale cider maker Black Apple will begin distributing its award-winning hard cider to the Tulsa and Northeast Oklahoma market beginning March 22nd. You can find Black Apple products in bars and restaurants across Arkansas. This move, though, marks the company's first distribution effort in a different state. We'll discuss the company's big move with co-founder Leo Orpin. Plus, Northwest Arkansas National Airport receives a big stimulus check from the federal government, and Northwest Arkansas home sales rise to a record high. Those stories are on the way next on today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Springdale cider maker Black Apple will begin distributing its award-winning hard cider to the Tulsa and Northeast Oklahoma market beginning March 22nd. The company plans to host a week-long series of events March 22nd through the 28th to celebrate its first product launch outside the state of Arkansas. Multiple varieties, both year-round and seasonal ciders, will be available in dozens of restaurants and bars and in a majority of Northeast Oklahoma retailers. I spoke with Black Apple co-founder and co-CEO Leo Orpin to discuss that expansion effort and get a sense of how the company has adapted during the pandemic.
It's easy for us to say that, like most of everybody else in the state, the pandemic was not great. So 2020 was not the year we hoped it would be, but it did bring some surprises that we were not quite expecting, but made a lot of sense in hindsight. We did our two big segments for our revenue generators are we sell both draft kegs to bars and restaurants, and we also sell a prepackaged four-pack cans to retailers. And along with the bar and restaurant industry getting hit really hard, so did our draft sales. That also hit our retail taproom pretty hard in 2020. But our can sales definitely didn't quite make up for the loss, but they definitely increased like we've never seen, which if you think about it, made a lot of sense just because there were a lot of people probably drinking during the pandemic, and they, the only way they could do that was to bring it home because of all the restrictions on bars and restaurants.
Sure. Yeah, like you say, you had to adapt to other things that were happening in the restaurant, bar business, retail business. You know, other than the fact that you are still open and you're still a going business concern, unlike some other people, unfortunately, what are you most proud of your team? Can you share maybe a success story, maybe of how your guys responded to such a challenging year in 2020?
I loved. Just they took the mantra of a small business, which is to adapt. Like all of us small businesses are great at adapting and like just this constant survival. It doesn't matter if it's a pandemic or if it's just a normal year. Like we were already ready for this, and our team kind of took that to another level. They got very creative, both on the retail side, to drive business in while remaining socially distant and, you know, following all the state and CDC guidelines. But even out in the market, it really forced my distribution and my sales and marketing team to get more creative on how we can get our product to people. And I think all this grind that we went through the pandemic and through 2020 is only going to make us stronger coming out of it here in 2021. And I think that's one of the reasons we're making, so many moves for our business coming into this year.
Right. And so you're going to take all of those lessons now that you know, the new revised playbook, and for the first time expanding outside the state of Arkansas. You can find Black Apple products in hundreds of bars and restaurants in Arkansas, of course, but you'll be launching soon into the Tulsa and Northeast Oklahoma market. Why now and why Oklahoma?
Man, well, you know, so actually it has been planned even before the pandemic that now we were going to launch outside of the state. Just at the time when we were putting the plan together, we weren't sure what region at that time, but we did know we were going to do a pipeline strategy. We wanted to make sure that it was close because some of these markets that are closer had better brand recognition when it comes to Black Apple. We were seeing a lot of people that were visiting for some of these different areas. So as it got closer to time, we started doing market surveys through some of our different regions that we had highlighted through web analytics and through just feedback that we were getting throughout the years that we kept that analytical data. And then we started doing meetings with our interviews with our distributors in these different areas and meeting with retail and bar and restaurant accounts and just getting kind of a sense of what we felt like would be the best fit. And Northeast Oklahoma checked a lot of those boxes, both with the familiarity of our brand, with the kind of their lack of a product that's, you know, anywhere similar to ours. And then we just struck a great relationship with the distributor we ended up going with, which is LDF Sales and Distributing there in Tulsa.
Right. So give me kind of a sense of what your production capacity is right now, as far as what, how much you make and how often you make it, and what you're going to be ramping that up to fulfill the new market.
Well, that's part of the exciting moves that we're making in 2021. We're actually looking to ramp up our production. We're hoping by end of year we're going to have a new production facility at the end of the year. It could be at the beginning of 2022, but we're actively looking into that right now. Currently, I think the last capacity that we hit was about 60,000 gallons of cider sold. And we are probably going to hit closer to 70, 75, just kind of getting caught up from the pandemic year. But that's hitting nearly our max capacity before we move into our new facility. When we move into our new facility, that is going to max out almost near double that.
All right, even more expansion news coming perhaps later this year from Black Apple. That's Leo Orpin. He's the co-founder of the Springdale-based cidery. You can learn more about the business, including its week-long launch activities planned in Oklahoma later this month, at blackapplehardcider.com. In other news this week, home sales in Benton and Washington counties rose nearly 17% in the second half of 2020. That's compared with the same period of 2019. That is according to the semi-annual Skyline Report on residential and multifamily real estate. It's sponsored by Arvest Bank and researched by the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas. And the U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded a $4.38 million grant to the Northwest Arkansas National Airport. The money will help offset costs and maintain jobs as a result of COVID-19 and provide for increased sanitation to combat the spread of pathogens at the airport. You can find those stories and more online at nwabusinessjournal.com and also on our sister website at talkbusiness.net, where our reporters and editors cover business news from the state and region each and every day. I'm Paul Gatling, and that is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.